If you look at the limbs, what you find is that the joints are all angled so that the limb would have stretched out just to the sides. There's just no way that it could have brought its leg underneath to take any weight. Similarly, with the hind limb, which we found a bit later on, similar kind of arrangement, no ankle to speak of, just a paddle-like limb.
Acanthostega's legs would have been useless for walking. And what's more, although it was a fully formed tetrapod, it could never have lived out of the water. It had gills just like a fish. It meant the evolution of our legs could never have had anything to do with walking on land. Jenny Clack's discovery of the Acanthostega had changed everything. The old explanation that we'd evolved our legs after a fish came onto land just could not be true.
So the thing that has really changed is that rather than the fish going onto the land while it's still got fins, we've turned that completely on its head. So now we've got tetrapods in the water, still in the water, while they've got limbs with digits.